Quinn, how did it feel to be back out there and get in those reps today?
Felt amazing. I think, you know, just being sidelined for so long, you take little things like putting on your helmet and, you know, take things like that for granted, you know. But today was a great milestone for me, being able to get out there, practice with my guys, and get back into the groove of things. Felt amazing.
Physically, how'd you feel just moving around and doing football stuff like that?
Felt awesome. Better than I thought I would, actually. Just being able to move around, you know, get used to the cadence, you know, little things like that. Just the movements, offensive line, technique, and everything. It felt pretty good.
When did you decide you were going to work today?
We decided a few days ago, not too long ago. We decided today would be a good aiming point.
What got you over the hump? Was there some certain things you wanted to see feel or see happen that you say, okay, I'm ready to go?
For one, it's a time thing. You know, you get that kind of surgery, that kind of injury, you know, it's a certain amount of time, you know, you want to take before you start pushing it. And I just wanted to make sure that I could generate the same amount of power in that leg as I can in my other one. Make sure swelling wasn't an issue, all those things and other factors, you know. But once I was able to do that, I thought today would be a good day.
Bill said he thought he did not rule you out, playing this Sunday. How do you view that possibility?
It's great. It's great. You know, like I said, I went out there today. I felt good. So, you know, it's a possibility. You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, though.
What do you have to be able to do in your mind to come before you can come back?
Just hold down that edge, man. You know, at my position, it's not one of those that you want to be kind of half of yourself. You know what I mean? I have to be able to block the best of the best every week. So I think I have some pretty good guys on this team to gauge myself against to make sure I'm able to do it on Sunday.
Is the real test, though, kind of like how you feel tomorrow after doing all this when you wake up?
Yeah, and I think for now I can kind of tell, you know, I'll be fine. You know, you can usually tell after you finish doing everything how you're going to feel the next day. I think I'll be fine, you know, and tomorrow, you know, we'll see. You know, each day just trying to do a little bit more and take it from there.
This is what you do for a living. How happy are you that you're back?
I'm like a kid again, man. Honestly, like being away from this game for so long, it really wears at you. You know, when you do it for so long and just being around, you know, my teammates and being out there working with them, it means the world to me. It's amazing, you know, and I never take a day for granted.
We're taking a proper amount of time. How much is that for your long term as well? Because you know, obviously, you don't play a lot of years.
Yeah, that's another thing you want to be wary of is not coming back and just being week to week, but making sure you're good to go for years to come. You know, and I feel like I've been able to do that. You know, so like I said, just taking a day at a time from now. You know, I've reached this point where I'm able to put the pads on and do a little bit of stuff and just take it one day at a time and do a little bit more from there.
What was the banter like with your teammates with you back out there? What were they saying to you?
It was great. You know, I think just getting suited up, you know, a lot of guys didn't know I was going today and just caught a lot of people by surprise, you know, and the reception I got, it's always heartwarming.
Is that why JJ took the day off? He didn't want to go against you.
That's funny. That's funny. No, that's not it at all. But that was a good one.
You don't want a piece of Dwayne Brown.
You're speechless.
I don't know what to say to that one.
He got Dwayne Brown-itis.
That's funny.
And how different is the cadence with Brock out there? And is it something you really have to get used to?
I mean, I haven't played football in so long, so it's not – I can't really compare it to much from, you know, the last time I played, you know, but it's just something you have to get in a groove for, just get a feel for it, because you don't want to be too early, you don't want to be too late, you want to be right on with your line mates, you know. So it's something that takes repetition, and a lot of these guys have a lot of reps at it, and, you know, I'm just trying to catch up.
Are you on schedule, ahead of schedule? How would you view being back now? What is this, week four, right?
Man, I don't think we really had a target date in mind coming into this thing. You know, I think just being able to go has been the main thing, being able to play this year, you know, and be efficient, you know. So right now I think I'm good.